Today is Thursday, December 5th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Bathtub Party Day. It's also National Repeal Day. Looks like it's Repeal Prohibition, because the signs that these people are carrying are, say, "We want beer." So I assume that's Repeal Prohibition. Finally, it's National Soccer Tort. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. S-A-C-H-E-R. Sacher tort. The transcription is going to have a problem with that, because I'm probably not even saying it correct, and then when I try to say it correct, Sacher. I'll see what comes out of that, because that is ridiculous. Well, I'm recording this on a Wednesday, and I have, by the way, I've been having ChatGPT generate the album art that's not used anywhere. It's not used anywhere at all. But I'm still putting it on the episodes anyway. But it's doing pretty good at spelling geeky, gay, and episode, and then the number. But if it adds any other text, it has problems. So, for instance, yesterday's episode was 1543, and one of the national days was... No, one of the things I talked about was the cookies. The New York Times cookies. And one of them was a ginger cheesecake, a gingerbread cheesecake, something like that. It was stuffed with cheesecake. So ChatGPT thought it would be a good idea to put a plate with cookies and label one ginger cheesecake. But it says ginger cheese kakake. It's C-A-K-A-K-E. So it didn't, and I told it, I said, don't add any more text other than just the name of the podcast and the episode number. That's it. But it doesn't always pay attention. It does not always pay attention. All right, so I do have to, like I said, today is Wednesday, and I do have to go to orchestra, because Sunday is our first Christmas program at church. And so we are doing our dress rehearsal tonight. And I'm not the section leader. We don't have a section leader, but I'm the most organized of us, or at least I'm the most OCD of us. And the way we do things, and I'm sure I've talked about this before, but the way we do things at our church orchestra, or specifically in the trumpet section, is we, instead of saying, oh, we have a first chair trumpet player, and we have a second chair trumpet player, and we have a third chair trumpet player, and, you know, each of you are going to play first, second, and third part, because there are generally three different parts for a trumpet section. The first part is going to be generally the highest. The middle is going to be in between, kind of an alto, maybe. So think of first trumpet as kind of soprano, then second, alto slash tenor, and then third, baritone slash bass. And if you are a singer, or if you, you know, if you can, it's just high, medium, low, basically. It's not always the case, but that's the easiest way to look at it. And so in orchestras and bands and organized groups, you will have chairs, and your best players will play first part, and they will be, you know, first, second, third, depending on how many you have, they will be divided up, and certain ones will play first, certain ones will play second, certain ones will play third. But we don't do that at my, and it's our decision. We could do that if we wanted, But we have decided to rotate, and each Sunday, we each play each part. We have four trumpet players, so if there are four songs, we each get first, we each get a second, we each get a third, etc. If there are less than that, sometimes it's not always even. But bottom line is I have to select. So today, I don't have to, but I'm the most OCD of us, and I don't like to get to a rehearsal or something, and we're like, what are you going to play? Who's going to play first? Who's going to play second? Who's going? And it's not, we don't have the problem of having overambitious trumpet players who always want to play first. But everyone is so nice that they're like, oh, it doesn't matter, I'll play whatever part. And so we just divvy it up. But I have to look at everything and say, okay, based on what I know of how certain trumpet players play, I think they can handle this first part or not. And there's a couple of our trumpet players that we're all fairly good trumpet players, especially for a church orchestra, because it's not as common to get really good players in a volunteer group. But anyway, because we don't get paid. So I have to do that. So earlier today I was going through, we've really already assigned what we're rehearsing tonight, but I wasn't sure if we were going to practice next week's music as well, and we haven't assigned that yet. We've been rehearsing them since August, but normally what we do is we rotate, so that everybody gets a chance to practice all parts. And then when we get a few weeks out, we then nail it down and say, okay, this person's gonna play this. And that also helps if someone's sick or something like that. We have rehearsed the other parts during the rehearsals. So I have to do that, and it's going to be a really long rehearsal. It's going to be, well, normally we go from 6:30 to around 7:45. We will probably go till 9:30 or 10 o'clock tonight. And I'm not going to eat before, because it takes me about half an hour to get to church and get my trumpet out and get settled. About a 20-minute drive, but then I have to park, I have to go in, sit down, all that. So I would have to eat dinner at 5 or 5:30, which I refuse to do. So I had lunch around noon, and I have not snacked this afternoon, because as you guys know, I am now tracking my calories again in noon. So I'm going to be hungry during this rehearsal. So we'll see how it goes. We will see how it goes, but got to do that. All right, so we finished talking about the weekend. We pretty much finished our Christmas decorating last night. I have not found the Santa Claus for the top of the tree, so we still have to do that. I have a suspicion that maybe it might be finished by the time I get home tonight, because Mark will get bored and he will find the Santa, put that, and he'll probably, if I had to guess, he will probably clean everything up, put away the boxes that he can. If there are any boxes that take two, he'll have to wait on me to get home. But I'm thinking, and maybe this is wishful thinking, but I'm thinking I will come home to a clean downstairs decorated. Fingers crossed. But there are a couple of containers that he won't be able to carry by himself, so I know those will not be carried up, but I think some of them may be, because he'll get bored. So we started watching Lost, and we have finished season one of Lost, and I had already watched that, but it was so long ago, because I think that show started in 2004. And one thing I did is I spoiled myself, because I started, anytime we're watching a show, I think I've said before that I think that Amazon feature where you pause it and it shows you the name of the actors and actresses in that scene, because Mark and I are always thinking, I recognize that person. What else are they in? So I go to IMDb and I look up And it shows how many episodes each person is in. Well, I kind of took some of the surprise away because I know which ones of the main cast are not in all 121 episodes. So you can kind of imagine, oh, he's going to die. Oh, she's going to die. Oh, she's going to quit the show at some point. I don't know. So, but we've been watching it and I've been really enjoying season one. I know that Scotty said he didn't have a very high opinion of Lost, or it seemed that way, at least based on what he said, but I've been enjoying it. I haven't said to Mark specifically, are you enjoying it? But he's been putting it on when it's time to watch TV around dinner time. So anyway, we're doing that. I'll keep reporting on it, but so far so good. We're liking it. I don't want to spoil anyone, even though the show's really old. All right, well, we'll end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.